So the life areas or areas of life functioning are the following. You have living arrangements, daily activities, social relationships, and health. So for living arrangements, ideally a consumer lives in the community in a setting of his or her choice. For daily activities, remember that daily activities is somewhat of an umbrella and it houses multiple activities to consider. So ideally a consumer would be involved in productive daily activities. These may include involvement in household chores, scheduled programs, education, training, employment, management of financing. So everything that we do on a day-to-day. Then you have social relationships. So here again, a consumer ideally would demonstrate the ability to establish and maintain relationships and social support systems. And finally, you have health. So again, the consumer ideally would demonstrate the ability to maintain their physical and mental health and manage own medications. So each definition I just reviewed addresses an ideal situation. What we are trying to determine here for the purpose of medical necessity is how are these life areas impacted? So for example, does my client's depression impact their social relationships due to them isolating daily? Does my client's isolation and paranoia impact their ability to go to their medical appointments due to fear of something bad happening to them, therefore their health is now impaired? Remember that a client may be impaired in one or all life areas. In addition, daily activities should be considered as an umbrella, and under this umbrella are very specific areas in which a client may be impaired in. But it is important when you assess that you be specific what these items are under daily activities.